This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution calling for it to halt its own attack on Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United Nations Security Council met Friday evening and voted on a resolution demanding that Russia stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. With China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstaining, the vote was 11-1, with Russia casting the lone dissenting vote.
The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield followed with a blistering response.
You can veto this resolution, but you cannot veto our voices.
The resolution's failure paves the way for backers to call for a vote on a similar measure in the U.N. General Assembly, where there are no vetoes. I'm Mike Gracia.
Ukrainian forces fought Friday to hold back a Russian advance on the capital, Kyiv, amid warnings that the city could fall within days. CNN was reporting that officials are handing out weapons to reservists. In a video message, President Volodymyr Zelensky said this night will be very difficult and the enemy will use all available forces to break the resistance of Ukrainians. He said the fate of Ukraine is being decided right now. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko posted on his Telegram account Friday that Russian troops were very close to the capital, and he too predicted a difficult night in store. Officials were warning residents to stay indoors and prepare Molotov cocktails to help defend against Russian forces who had entered a northern district of the city. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website and also using our mobile app. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protests against Russia's invasion of Ukraine resumed in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other cities on Friday, even as authorities sought to push back against the spreading anti-war sentiment and project an image of strength and righteousness following large demonstrations the day before. The Kremlin also sought to downplay the scale of the protests and insist on popular support for the attack. Journalists and TV hosts were reported to face repercussions for publicly speaking out against the invasion. In the meantime, an online petition to stop the war, started by a Russian human rights advocate, continued to rapidly garner signatures, exceeding 500,000 some 24 hours after it was launched. Anti-war protests also resumed in Moscow and St. Petersburg on Friday night. A new study says Hong Kong's fifth wave of coronavirus could see thousands of deaths. Slammed by the city's fifth wave of COVID-19, Hong Kong is facing its worst health period since the pandemic began 2 years ago. It has forced the city's government to implement strict measures, including compulsory tests for all Hong Kong residents. February has seen thousands of new cases, mostly from the Omicron variant. A new daily high of 10,010 infections were recorded on Friday. A study by the University of Hong Kong considers the potential outcomes from the current wave of coronavirus cases. One of the worst scenarios outlines if the hospitals were to be overburdened by the end of June, in which case it said Hong Kong could see 7,000 COVID-19-related deaths. It also stated that deaths could be half that number, approximately 3,200 by mid-May, if health measures remain in place. Myanmar's military junta on Thursday expressed its support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, placing itself at odds with most of the world community. In an interview with VOA Burmese service, General Zaw Min Tun, a spokesman for Myanmar's military council, cited the reasons for the military government's support of the action by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said Russia has worked to consolidate its sovereignty, and he thinks, quote, that is the right thing to do. He said Russia has shown the world it is a world power. Countering the stance of the junta, Myanmar's government in exile issued a statement in support of Ukraine on Friday. It said on Twitter that it condemns what it called the unprovoked acts of war directed against Ukraine and its people. And drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized a nationwide settlement over their role in the opioid addiction crisis. The announcement Friday cleared the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every U.S. state and local government in the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.